Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Big Jake here with you on the radio, joined in studio by Whitney with Jefferson County CASA. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in to talk CASA today. I had to think about what we were talking about. Are we Toys for Kids or are we CASA
today?
We're
CASA today. I do that every time I go anywhere. I'm like, wait a minute, who am I?
Who am I today? Yeah. Yeah. Got to think about those things. We're going to do it a little differently. Normally, I have you explain what CASA is, and then we go into why you're here. But we're going to go into why you're here first, and then we'll talk that a little bit more. Let's start with the thing that's kind of coming up the soonest. You got your fried chicken dinner. I went to this last year.
Mm-hmm.
Was it on the same weekend? Is it always on the same weekend?
This is actually our second one. And yes, it was right around the same time.
Okay.
So
that's usually
I do a Toys for Kids one too, but it's
maybe that's
it's
the one I went to.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the one I
and
went to.
And that's always the first weekend of November.
Okay. Maybe that's what anyway. Yeah. Anyway, it's all at the same place, so it's pretty it's kind of the same.
Yeah.
It's at the Elks Lodge, and this one for CASA of Jefferson County is this Sunday starting at 11 a.m. If you've never had the fried chicken dinners at the Elks, I mean, it's almost as good as Grandma used to make it, you know?
I call it famous Elks fried chicken because
I
don't know if anybody else calls it that, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it's super good, and it's all for a good cause, and you guys are going to be doing that on Sunday. I mean, what do we need to know? Tickets? Go ahead, and you can probably buy those at the door, right?
Yeah, so you can, but they also always kind of want to know so they know how many to prepare for. So you can get tickets ahead of time as well. And if you go to our Facebook page, there is a link where you can order them online. Or you can just stop by the office or call the office. We can hold tickets. If you know you're coming, you can even let us know. That helps us to give them an accurate number. So
right, there you go. So that's coming up. Adult tickets, $15.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are $8. Children 5 and under are free. And then you guys are doing carryouts too.
Yeah, so you can call and get a carryout, or you can just come in and get a carryout and take it with you too. So whichever's easiest.
Yeah.
So yeah, we want to take care of everybody, whether they got time to come in and eat or not.
That is this Sunday, 11 a.m. at the Mount Vernon Elks Lodge, CASA of Jefferson County. That's court-appointed special advocates for children. Check out their Facebook page if you want more details on, well, anything that they do, but also, obviously, this fried chicken dinner this Sunday. That just sounds good. I've been craving some fried chicken.
Sound good? Well,
oh, my goodness.
We're going to have some Sunday.
You're going to have some. Yeah exactly.
Yeah.
the next thing coming up for you all is, this would be good to kind of segue into what CASA is and how you can get involved, is you guys have your new advocate training coming up. So if someone wants to get involved or if they've been thinking about it, this could be a good thing for them to show up to. When is this?
So it starts on October 3rd. It's Tuesday and Thursday nights. That's a Thursday that starts. And it's like 3 hours for the evening. We provide a meal. You do have to register ahead of time. There's an application process and everything. You can go to our website, jeffcocasa.org, and click on Become an Advocate. Fill out the application there. But if anybody has any questions, they can call. And filling out an application does not lock you in. That just gets the ball rolling. And then we do all of the training required to be an advocate. So nobody has to come in with any special training previously. We've got all different backgrounds of people that do it. We'll teach you everything you need to know.
You don't have to have a law background.
Right. We actually do have some retired lawyers that are CASAs. That's great. You know, our arsenal is very diverse.
Yeah, which that's kind of where it started. You know, obviously in the courtrooms by a judge was the one who created the whole thing. But just because it has to do with law and courtrooms and that sort of thing doesn't necessarily mean you have to have that sort of background.
Exactly.
It's more of just the way you've always explained it is you just got to be there for them.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the advocate's main job is to build relationships with the kids and be able to speak to their needs. And we always say that in the courtroom, we're the voice for the child, and outside of the courtroom, we're the eyes and the ears for the judge. So we're just an extra set of eyes, but also we are coming at it from what is best for the child. That's kind of our viewpoint. Everybody has somebody in their corner in the courtroom, and we're just an extra person in the corner for the kids.
And we've kind of done a little bit of both, explaining what it is and what it entails. Did I see a post the other day on your guys' page? There's almost 200 kids in this county that you guys serve in foster care?
Yeah, so we've got on our flyer 176 kids in foster care. That was July 31st,
sure.
And I want to say we're in the teens of kids that have come in August. Mm-hmm. Like just in the last few weeks, we've had over 10 kids that have come into care. So that number is not even accurate anymore. But we're only serving 97 kids, and that's purely because we don't have the advocates for it.
Yeah. So you just don't have the people, the manpower, so to speak. And usually it's a time thing for a lot of people, but you'd be surprised how little time, you know, you can put it as probably as much as you want, but there's kind of a minimum to these sort of things. You'd be surprised how little time you have to put in to be an advocate, right?
Yeah. I mean, we usually say like 5 to 10 hours a month, and it really depends on the case, because some cases are barely hitting 5 hours. You know, you visit with the child every single month, and then you meet with us monthly. And that meeting that you have with us as the staff is to kind of brainstorm what needs to be done, where the gaps are. So you may reach out to a teacher, you may go observe a parent visit, you know, things like that. But, you know, it just kind of depends on the needs of the child, but it's really not that big of a time commitment.
Yeah, 5 to 10 hours. So 7 hours is right in the middle. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's an hour every day of the week where you spend just scrolling on your phone, going through TikTok or whatever. You could take that hour and help out a kid who's local. You may even know one of these kids.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so let's get all almost 200 Jefferson County kids served.
That would be great.
Through CASA of Jefferson County Court appointed special advocates, CASA of Jefferson County, JeffcoCASA.org. That's CASA. JeffcoCASA.org, and find them on Facebook, CASA of Jefferson County, Illinois. If you want more details, what better day to do it than this Sunday for the fried chicken dinner?
There you go.
Go see Whitney and everybody and learn a little bit more about what it takes to be an advocate or be involved. You know, donations, if that's kind of your thing, they would take that as well. That's kind of what this fried chicken dinner is for on Sunday at the Mount Vernon Elks Lodge. Whitney, anything else we need to cover here?
No, I think that covers it.
All right, we got it taken care of then. Awesome. Community calendar check is coming up. Go to their Facebook page, CASA of Jefferson County, Illinois, to learn a little bit more. Thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
It's 94.1 FM WMIX.